This is the dream.
Scoot over.
Roll out of bed, pack up the car, and drive up a snow-covered road and into the backcountry. There are five of us, which is lucky because even a Chevy Silverado fishtails a bit on the high mountain roads. The road ends in a small clearing with a homemade terrain park off to the side.
This is the Lake Irwin Jib Park.
28-year-old Ben Hayden says locals built this park, scavenging old skateboard rails and pieces of wood. There's no ski lift, just a well-worn path for hiking up.
It snows and everything else will melt, but the way it's positioned, it'll hold snow and you can drive right up to it. So that's the perfect spot.
To support this lifestyle, the ski bums work construction as ski instructors, bartenders, in short, all of the jobs that make up the backbone of a mountain resort economy. But wages for these jobs are often low or unpredictable, or the work is seasonal. Still, ski bums find ways to make it work. Snowboarder Joe Steckdab moved out here from California 8 years ago at the age of 18.
It's nothing glamorous flipping cheeseburgers, but the first 4 years I was out here, I would camp all summer long.
But life here is getting more expensive. This year, corporate behemoth Vail Resorts announced it would purchase Crested Butte and two mountains on the East Coast in a $74 million deal. Locals say they hope Vail has the money to make improvements to ski lifts and a long-awaited trail expansion. At the same time, they worry an influx of tourists will take all of the factors that make it hard to afford life here and shift them into overdrive.
You know, as a mountain town, we were significantly hit by the recession.
Frank Consella is a realtor for a firm called Signature Properties.
People were going to, you know, default on their second home before their first, of course.
But with the country's economic recovery, he says, the price of a lower-end condo here has almost doubled. The Vail buy could make prices spike even more, but
we won't know for another 6, 12, 24 months. It'll be hard to say.
Not good news for ski bums like Josh Painter. When he's not snowboarding, he serves tamales and burritos at a cafe downtown.
Yeah, I mean, it's all pretty good.
He says he'll leave if he has to.
Like, there's got to be some small, undiscovered ski town in, like, Montana or something.
To make workers like Painter stay put in their resort, some are building employee housing and boosting the minimum wage. Vail just raised its minimum from $11 an hour to $12.25. Resorts are also sponsoring foreign workers on special visas, although that program has been cut back under the Trump administration. It's a conundrum that 31-year-old Katie Thomas worries about. Thomas says her parents were ski bums, and now so is she.
I was living in a city. I was dating a lawyer. I was looking at the prospect of marriage and children and a white picket fence, and I realized I didn't want that. I wanted to ski and work in the same day, and I wanted to be back in my mountains.
During the day, she works behind a desk at a construction firm and works nights at a rum distillery that sells craft cocktails and steaming bowls of fancy ramen. She worries that Crested Butte will go the way of Aspen or Telluride, with the elite living in town, she says, and the workers commuting an hour or more.
You know, one of the saddest things I do is I'll walk through town in April, and 90% of the houses are dark because they're second homeowners. And it's just like, man, if you had some locals living there.
The glitzy transition may bring jobs, she says, but also deep pangs of loss. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Derry Buscarin.